This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
And also want to let you know about ProXPN. We all use the internet these days, but we really don't get to use it the way it was meant to be used. Anonymous and without oversight. Fortunately, ProXPN is here to solve that. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it gets to your ISP. The ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, and they have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well, so setup is super easy. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and they've got more servers now than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. Plus, they've integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails if you get a premium account. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, you can use code FTL50 and get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy the annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it should be used. Go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. It's proxpn.com and code FTL50, as in 50% off. You know, it's I think probably the biggest thing on social media today has to be Back to the Future, Part 2, doesn't it? I just think it's everywhere.
The Star Wars preview came out yesterday, Monday Night Football, too.
Yeah. So people are buying tickets 2 months in advance. They crashed the ticket-selling websites, I heard.
I haven't even seen the... I assume it's online, right? The
I have not seen it either.
The trailer?
Yeah, we in my house, we put it up on the big TV and watched it three times through, so we definitely saw
it. What's it about? Like, I haven't been following the new Star Wars release. Is it going to be in the future from Han and Leia, or what?
Imagine, don't they have old Han and Leia? And
yep, they've got old Han and Leia. It appears as though there may be a daughter of Luke and... Or, I'm sorry, Han and Leia, maybe.
Okay.
That's running around that looks remarkably like Princess Amidalia did. Only, you know, like you cross Anakin and Amidalia together, and you get them. You get this, you know, beautiful young woman.
Wait, weren't Han and Leia brother and sister?
No, that was Luke and Leia.
Oh, okay.
And good catch. I'm glad you're looking out for the incest, buddy. And
that's allowed in the future, or a long time ago.
It is a galaxy far, far away, so, you know, it's who am I to say? But, that appears to be it. We don't know. There's another character that's a stormtrooper that appears to get, I think he was a pilot of a TIE fighter, appears to get separated from his group.
Is it the long trailer?
It's two and a half minutes.
Okay, so full length feature trailer.
Probably 2 minutes and then you know, stuff on the other ends. And then, but he's a born warrior and then gets incorporated into the rebel side. And so there you go.
Hmm.
You're saying, Ian, that it got all usurped by Back to the Future today?
No, I don't know about that. But that's just what I've been seeing. I mean, I did see the Star Wars thing pop up when it came out. A couple days ago.
Are you asking if I'm excited about it?
Yeah, the Star Wars. Since you took us there.
Yeah, does it look good?
You watched it three times in a row, so I guess that's an indicator you're probably excited about it, right?
Well, okay.
You don't watch a trailer more than once unless you're excited about it.
Oh, hold on. I have a little man in the house, and things are different. You do things differently as a father because you're trying to, you know, build something. My dad took me to see Star Wars, and I'm going to take my son to see Star Wars. I expect to enjoy this Star Wars the way that I enjoy the first, you know, A New Hope when I saw it in the movie theaters? Heck no. I mean, Star Wars was a groundbreaking movie in a way that was very, very special. But to my son Jack, this is going to be a big deal. And I'm not going to pretend for one second, one single cynical second, that I'm not going to enjoy this movie. Because I'm not going to take away from what's important to him.
Who's the director for this one?
Lucas the one who does these things?
No, they sold all the rights from Disney.
Yeah, Lucasfilm sold everything to Disney.
Okay,
He's supposed to actually be a better director now that Lucas is out, but I can't remember who it is.
The whole plan for this movie came after Lucas's properties were sold to Disney.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's also why you've been seeing a huge ramp up in advertising. Like, all of a sudden, Star Wars is on everything again.
I see. Well, we went to see the Fantastic Four movie this summer, my son and I, and actually my wife went along, too. He convinced her to go. I thought the movie was okay until Dr. Doom shows up, and then it took a turn for the lame.
Oh, no.
I didn't think it was that great, but I wasn't going to walk out of the movie theater saying, what a bunch of garbage. I can't believe what they did to the Fantastic Four. You could afford to do that when you're single and you've paid your price and you're going online to get your opinion out there or whatever it is you're doing. You can afford to do that. But as a parent, I'm not going to ruin this movie for my son, and he's going to want to imitate. We got enough cynicism in the world,
yeah.
And he's going to learn that soon enough. I don't need to be handing it down to him. Thanks a lot, nerds. I do not need my son to hear all your cynicism. So I try to hide him from that, frankly.
I was just told on Periscope it's J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
So that actually could be pretty good. I liked the new Star Trek reboots. They were pretty good.
I thought they were really great, and the guy from Heroes who played Spock in it is epic.
Is this causing... Till now, I didn't realize that it was J.J. Abrams who did this. He's also known for Lost, the television series from the last decade, which is pretty good. But now you've got the same director of Star Trek and Star Wars. Is that going to cause a fan explosion of anger or fighting on the internet? Because, haven't there been two very distinct fandoms of Star Trek and Star Wars, and now you've got kind of a crossover?
There are, but it's not like they fight at Comic Cons or anything.
Not in the real world, but I mean on the internet.
They have their opinions as to which is better and which is worse, and they have their reasons for it. But, I wouldn't say that the rivalry reaches that of Red Sox and Yankees.
Okay.
There's a bit of a rivalry, but you sort of know how things end at the end of your movie, and there's, crossovers are rare if they exist at all. I'm sure some comic somewhere has made some crossover.
I remember George Takei, the guy that plays Sulu,
mm-hmm.
was actually trying to get his fan base, because he's got a giant Twitter fan base.
Yeah,
he's
huge.
To get him a role in the new Star Wars movie as a Jedi. So he was going to try to cross over. I don't know if he pulled it off, but it to show up as a cameo as a Jedi master or whatever.
I guess you'll find out if you go see the movie. That'd
be a huge cameo to stick him in.
When's it coming out, Mark?
December
18th.
Oh, yeah. For Christmas. Okay.
So did you buy your tickets already, or are you going to wait till it's been open for a couple weeks before you take Jack, your son?
Well, that time is going to be very busy for us. Our pigs go to heaven on the 13th, there's going to be some driving of cadavers around and things like that, and then getting meat back and all those things that are done in the time frame, and then we leave for Florida for a trip on I think it's December the 20th probably. So I'm thinking that what I'm going to try to do is
eat in Florida
on Christmas Day.
That's a good move.
You're gonna have to show up pretty early for that, I would think, right? Because don't a lot of people go see movies on Christmas Day?
If it doesn't work, we can go the day before or the day after, you know.
Well, the initial reports are that this movie has gone into, they've been selling tickets 2 months in advance.
Sure.
Which has never been done before, from what I understand. And, I don't know which site they crashed, but I heard they crashed either Movie Tickets or Fandango, which are the two main movie ticket selling sites with the insane amount of demand here. You got to wonder, is this movie going to live up to the hype? I mean, there's so much hype, and that inevitably is going to bring expectations up.
Can any movie live up to that kind of hype?
The expectations are there already. I'm saying, will it live up to the hype? puts the blame on the movie makers. Mm-hmm. You know, really where it lies is the people, the reason people hate the first three movies to some extent. I mean, they have all
the, by that you mean the first three
the prequels,
the series, not the first three that came out in time.
Right. The you know, the second three of them. When
the '90s movies.
Yeah. The reason they're upset, you know, to some extent is that it doesn't reach the level of expectation that it did for them in the past. I mean, you know, for me, the first three were a big deal. I was young. We went to see them again in the theaters when they'd come out again. I mean, these were huge and epic. But how do you make a movie that's, you know, stands head and shoulders above other movies like those movies did? And you can't.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to share your thoughts on Star Wars, the upcoming version, Episode 7. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-3733.
450 free. That's 855 450 free.
Join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Star Wars, we were discussing the trailer. Actually, I initially had intended to talk about Back to the Future. It led into a discussion about Star Wars.
And Star Wars just rolled over Back to the Future today.
Well, there needs to be another Back to the Future movie,
as far as I'm concerned. We'll get back to that, because I want to talk about that. That Ian's already starting to wear the same outfits as people in the future. Do you remember when he went to the future, how it was like punk outfits, but futurized? What a 1980s person thinks.
It's got to be really tough to figure out what people are going to be wearing in 20, 25, 30 years.
Well, you know, I'm no fashion expert, but isn't it true that fashion trends come back around? So it wouldn't be too hard to predict that something that has happened in the past is going to come back, right? Like, didn't bell bottoms have a resurgence at some point?
I have to cut in here because me and my girlfriend were talking about this. There really isn't a fashion style that I can label for 2000 to now. Like, if I showed you some pictures, you could be like, oh, that's 1960s, that's 1970s. You know, bell-bottoms, afros, hippie clothes. Even in the 90s, I could give you, you know, kid and play, like those crazy clocks or whatever. But I can't think of anything in 2000. If I said, okay, put a picture up and tell me what the last 15 years fashion was.
You'll be able to look back in another 15 years and be like, oh yeah, the aughts. That's definitely the aughts.
What would you can't see it when you're in it?
You can't.
How could you not tell when you were in disco that disco was going on?
Hold that thought. I want to go to Future Kid in Hill Valley, California.
All right, sorry, but we're getting back to this.
Future Kid, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Back to the Future Day.
Hey, thanks.
We're in the future. New York. Go ahead, Future Kid.
I just want to say that there are no more Pepsi Perfect bottles. I called Pepsi corporate headquarters, and they told me that there was the limited edition of like 6,700 or whatever, and they will not be making any more Pepsi Perfect bottles.
What's a Pepsi Perfect bottle?
Catch us up. I don't remember that.
It was from the movie Back to the Future Part 2, and, you know, when you see him, you know, he's drinking the Pepsi and all that, whatever, there's a big thing about it, but I called because today is Back to the Future Day, you know, 30 years ago, they went into the future, and here we are, and they came out with only 6,700 Pepsi Perfect bottles, and I think it was only down toward in the city areas like Queens, Manhattan, Bronx, all that, you know, all the Comic Cons and stuff like that. And I was all over looking today, and you could only buy them on either Amazon.com or Walmart, and they all sold out. They will not be making any more.
I got to hand it to you, Dave. Future Kid in Hill Valley. You've called with a really informative call tonight, thank you for it. This is like your best call that I can remember in a long time. So very good call. Thank you, Dave, a.k.a. Future Kid from Hill Valley, California. It's a true story. Here it is from CBSNews.com. Back to the Future fans across the country have been anxiously awaiting the date of October 21st. That's today, 2015. Since the 1989 sequel hit theaters, it meant the future would finally be here, which would include Pepsi Perfect.
Now, hold on. You know that on the internet, I kept seeing, today's the day that they Marty McFly went forward in time and whatever.
That's right.
I've been seeing it for so long. I've never seen Back to the Future 2, by the
way. Get out of here.
Never seen it.
So you don't understand all this.
I don't know that that's
1989?
Maybe that's the case. Yeah. I don't know the answer.
You were in prison in 1989.
The last movie I saw was Batman Returns, and before that it was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Okay. So there you go.
Yeah, it's about the right time period.
I kept seeing it, so I didn't even know to believe this.
Oh, okay.
I saw enough hype that at some point or another I'm like, oh, yeah, it must be the case. But I just... I'd gotten to the point that I was jaded that this was the day that they bounced forward in the future.
Yeah, what happened was people started faking the meme like 6-7 years ago or something.
Yes.
So every year in October 21st, someone would Photoshop it and change it on the screenshot from the movie where
it showed the dates on the DeLorean.
And they would try to get a bunch of people to come to their Facebook page. And so it's been floating around so long that when it really happened.
This is the real one.
Yeah, when the real one happened, nobody believed it.
So Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, ordered the iconic drink at a cafe 80s in Back to the Future 2. To celebrate the future, Pepsi decided to make the famous soda a reality. Pepsi fans asked, and we heard them loud and clear, said Lou Arbiter, senior director of marketing for PepsiCo. He said that the Back to the Future trilogy was a big moment in pop culture history then, as it is now 30 years later. We're excited to be part of this moment to bring fans something only Pepsi could deliver. The beverage giant
Pepsi Perfect
did release 6,500 Pepsi Perfect bottles on Wednesday morning. These 16.9-ounce bottles contain Pepsi made with real sugar and were sold online at Amazon and Walmart for $20.15.
$20
for one bottle.
Wow.
$20.15. This is a collector's item.
Yeah,
right?
Clearly it is.
And of course, it's 2015, so that's where the price came from.
Unfortunately,
the company wasn't kidding when we said it would be a very limited run. Quote, we delivered on our promise to fans this morning, and Pepsi Perfect sold out faster than we can say, 1.2 gigawatts, said their spokesperson. Now, Back to the Future enthusiasts are blaming Pepsi for not being better prepared. Thanks, Pepsi, for ruining Back to the Future Day for many of us. One fan tweeted, was really looking forward to owning a Pepsi Perfect after all these years. Thanks for ruining every fan's dream, another Twitter user agreed.
Ridiculous.
You could buy it for 5 times more on eBay.
You can. Some of the futuristic bottles are now selling for up to $500 on eBay.
The complaint here is that they made a limited edition run that didn't have enough editions.
That's the complaint. Yep.
Oh, geez. You know, this takes me back to working at the comic book store. From the time I was 12 to the time I was 18, I worked at a comic book store in Bradenton, Florida, near the county line. You know, like you could never make a fan happy. These grumpy people constantly complaining
ridiculous
about something. And, I guess I've just always been the sort of the Alleluia section of the choir. It's like, oh, wow, that's great that they did that. Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a cool
idea.
That.
I guess it's just a personality type. I don't know, but
never satisfied. Some people are just never satisfied. And same thing's true with these
sequels. Pepsi hadn't made one at all.
Well, same thing's true of these sequels of these movies. You know, they try to serve the fans while at the same time making a movie that new people to the series can appreciate if they haven't seen all of the other movies. And that's a tough balance.
It's
got to
be really hard
to do. And you're going to piss off a lot of the fans if you don't serve them hard enough. But if you serve them too hard, then it gets too insider. And, you know, there's too many inside jokes or whatever, or references that just don't make sense to new people. So it's a really tough balancing act. You had one chance, Pepsi. This date only occurs once ever. You blew it, a film fan tweeted at the company.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Let's go.
Humper pusses.
Yeah, let's continue here.
Native Nancy's.
We got James. He's in Dover, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, fellas. It's James, as you just said.
Yes.
Just calling in to give an update on the free Uber situation. I don't know if you've covered that in the last couple of nights.
We were intending to cover some of the news tonight, but since you wrote the story over at freekeen.com, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, sure. So kind of a newly emerging super activist out here on the Seacoast, Christopher David, who's actually a keynote speaker at Keenvention.
Yes, he is. He's the man who has pledged to do ongoing civil disobedience and keep giving people rides, even though the city of Portsmouth has made what he's doing illegal. And there's a development, and if you'll stand by, James, we'll let you tell the story. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 at Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The latest about the Uber driver, the illegal Uber driver who's been on the streets, and he's not the only one. There are actually multiple Uber drivers now on the streets of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, in direct contradiction to the town laws, the town ordinances, if you will. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, how does one receive Free Talk Live t-shirts?
Well, you got to pay for them, but you go to gear.freetalklive.com. We've got some awesome ones there. Go take a look. We've got ladies' apparel, too, that was very important to our amplifiers who helped put this together, made sure that they helped pick the designs, pick the logos, the font, and even the styles of shirts. So go to gear.freetalklive.com to check it out and see what See what appeals to you. It's gear.freetalklive.com.
We're on the line here with James Davis. He's one of the bloggers from the Seacoast over at freekeen.com. And I'm glad you're on board, James, because I've always wondered what's going on activism-wise on the Seacoast. And illegal Uber driver Christopher David has really made a splash in a big way with his free Uber activism, where he's openly violating city ordinance and giving people rides, people who want to go somewhere, who in some cases are drunk and should not be driving, giving people rides from point A to point B, and that is illegal. The town cabbies have been targeting the Uber drivers. They've been boxing them in on the roads. They like preventing them from pulling away from the side of the road while they'll box them in. And they've been snitching on them to the police, and we've been waiting for the first ticket to be written against an Uber driver, and it has now happened. Is that what you were calling about tonight?
Yes, actually. So just this last weekend, there was a woman who's by the name of Stephanie Brown. She's 63 years old and a grandmother, supposedly, and she's a bus driver by trade, and she was just giving out Uber rides around 12:30 a.m. When she was pulled over and cited by a couple of different squad cars in Portsmouth. And Christopher David, who's leading the free Uber movement, happened to arrive on the scene, actually to pick up the very customers that were ejected from her her Uber ride.
She actually had customers with her at that time?
That's correct. Yeah, she had customers in the car. The police kicked them out of the car and told them they were on their own. They said, "We don't have any other rides. The taxis aren't returning our calls." And they were told, too bad, basically. So.
Sorry, lady. Hey, we don't care that it's cold outside. You're out on your own. Good luck getting home, you drunk girls.
It was pretty cold the last couple of days.
So they phoned. They just called another Uber. that's when Christopher showed up onto the scene, and it turned out that, yeah, this woman had been cited with a $500 summons, and she actually was also contacted Seacoast Online, which is interesting because that's a typically a pretty lefty publication, and they covered her story in a really favorable light. You know, they were essentially, you can check out the article at freekeen.com. I link over to it. But
you've also got video of Christopher kind of arriving on the scene after the pullover.
It doesn't show too much, but it does at least, it gets some context to the situation, and it does, you know, get him arriving on the scene and kind of catching her face for a moment. But it's really neat, and I think the reason I called actually was partially about this, but partially because of what we're seeing out here in terms of how people that aren't Free State Project movers have become emboldened to take a stand on this particular issue, because Uber's been attacked worldwide. I mean, you guys have covered that. And in many places, people have sort of rolled over and accepted it and, you know, been kind of grumpy. But, you know, Uber's not necessarily a product that people can't live without, right? So they aren't, like, out protesting, or they don't, you know, make a huge fuss. Their lives have basically been inconvenienced, and it's going to cost them some more money, but they don't really feel like they need to stick their necks out for these Uber drivers. And, of course, the taxi unions are so entrenched and paid off and all that sort of thing that they don't really they just don't make a big fuss out of it. But basically, it just took this one guy, Christopher, who was not really a front-and-center activist. I mean, he had moved for the FSP, I think, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And just not done any real front-and-center activism at all. But when this thing affected him, he decided to take a stand on it. And the locals have really responded. You know, like you mentioned, there are still at least half a dozen Uber drivers out there on the streets in open violation of this law. People have been out helping us flyer all over Portsmouth, calling for the heads of the city councilors.
Now, just a quick question, James, to interrupt you here. You're a Free State Project early mover, as is Christopher David.
Definitely.
And, of course, the Free State Project is the idea of liberty activists, libertarians, voluntarists coming to the same geographic area and getting active. And this is a great way for people to get active if they're out on the seacoast. I'm curious, of the people who are going out and flyering and doing the, you know, the real activism to sort of back the Uber drivers, how many of them are the Uber drivers who are not libertarians, who are not Free State Project participants?
You know, I couldn't speak precisely to that. I would guess that it's almost all Free State Project people or friends of the FSP, you know, that we kind of, I don't know, activate by via social media or other contacts or whatever. But on the ground in Portsmouth, though, there are a lot of people who are really linking arms with the activists. You know, like a lot of people have this perception that locals don't appreciate this sort of activism, especially, you know, open defiance of a public ordinance. But
some locals don't appreciate that sort of activism.
Sure,
I can tell
don't.
You that.
Yeah,
the cabbies certainly don't. The bouncer at the club that snitched on Christopher David a couple of weeks ago, he certainly doesn't.
No, they don't. But so there's this really prominent business owner. He owns a chain of restaurants called the Thirsty Moose, which are in Dover and Portsmouth and maybe other places too. And he also owns a T-shirt shop called I Like That in Portsmouth, you know, right there in downtown. And he's printed his custom run of Free Uber T-shirts, you know, which Free Uber is what Christopher David calls his organization. And they're really cute, and people are buying them and wearing them around in Portsmouth. And
wow.
There's just a lot of energy here in the community around this particular piece of activism. And so, you know, people are getting excited. I don't know if you saw too, but there's a guy who's running for governor of New Hampshire, and he released his first campaign video. And in the video, he orders an Uber. He's like, you know, let's move New Hampshire into the 21st century. And then he looks at his iPhone and he orders an Uber on his iPhone. And he says, you want to come for a ride with me or something like that?
Neat. So, I don't know who this candidate is. Is it a free stater or just?
Well, I don't know if he's a free stater or not, but he is an A-rated Liberty rep by the NHLA.
Cool.
I did look that up. His name is Frank Edelblut, E-D-E-L-B-L-U-T.
Okay, and, fantastic.
Yeah, so there's a critical mass of energy around this one little activist project, and I think for me it's just like, you know, totally reaffirms the decision to move out here and get active, because you just never know what thing people are going to take and run with. So
yeah, that's true. And you know, had Christopher David not done this, you know, what would have the result have been? Had he not stepped up and said, I'm willing to put my freedom on the line, I'm going to keep driving this Uber thing, you know, even if the police target me. And if the police target me, I've got an attorney already who's also a Free State Project participant. I've got an attorney already lined up. We're going to take this all the way. That level of commitment, I think, is what can inspire other people to take action. Because otherwise, you know, I don't know if you'd have people as willing to go around and flyer if it was just like, oh, we're trying to call the city council and beg them to do something different.
That's exactly it. And I think that one person being able to stick his neck out there, it's really inspiring for the rest of us. And, you know, it's rallying the locals. And it's, again, it's emboldening these other people, these natives, like this bus driver woman. In the interview that she gets to see Coast Online, you can tell she's just like this older woman. She's not going to be told what to do. And maybe if no one else was posting flyers all over the town and saying, why is Uber being banned? And, you know, businesses have their flyers. Like, I noticed at least two businesses when I was in town the other weekend had these flyers, like, you know, giving away, like a coffee shop and this T-shirt shop right there on their countertop. Like, why is the city council targeting Uber, you know? If it weren't for basically one person's really big actions in that area, we would have rolled over. Portsmouth would have rolled over just like every other town. You know?
Yeah, and Christopher David pointed something out, I think, on his Free Uber page on Facebook, and that is that, you know, this is super important for the entire state of New Hampshire, because if the Portsmouth government is able to get away with this and continue to target Uber and shut them down, then that could be duplicated by other governments around New Hampshire. So, if the Liberty activists win this one, then that'll be a huge win for the entire state. There's another detail to the story. Do you want to stick around and talk about it? The threats against Chris?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. James Davis is with us here from FreeKeen.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us right here toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. The illegal Uber driver, Christopher David, is not the first person who has been ticketed for illegally driving for Uber, because he's not the only one on the roads. There are multiple Uber drivers still operating in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, picking up passengers, taking them where they want to go, and risking a $500 ticket. And that's the first ticket. It's my understanding the ticket cost will go up to $1,000 on the second offense. So Portsmouth city government is getting pretty serious about this, and the crackdown has begun. There are multiple taxi cab drivers out there who are actively snitching to the police about Uber drivers and their location. And now, after a few weeks, several weeks since the government outlawed Uber in town, basically, they didn't write a law specifically banning Uber. That would be illegal for them to do. But they did write a town ordinance that essentially effectively bans them by requiring things that are ridiculous and making it so Uber's just not willing to go jump through those hoops legally.
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous or not, it's clearly protectionist notions in order to take old models of doing business like taxi cabs and outlaw new models like Uber. And you have to ask yourself, yourself, what if the candlestick makers had managed to get a hold of the machinations of government at the time that
outlaw electricity, you mean?
Light bulbs came around. Well,
hey, someone could hurt themselves with that electricity.
They're running electricity through tungsten in just a little bit of glass. It's going to burn everything down. That's what was happening, actually, at the time, is people predicted that electricity was going to cause, you know, house fires.
And it did.
It did cause house fires, no doubt about it. But
so have candles.
So yeah, but back candles then, too.
Back then, people wouldn't have tolerated too many laws either, though.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put up with regulations, and it would be too hard to enforce.
James Davis is with us here. He's been really on the scene. He's actually gone out and participated in some of the free Uber activism, handing out flyers, posting flyers around town, promoting the idea of the free marketplace and allowing people who want to take rides from people who want to give rides to them. I mean, this is just such a basic human freedom, the freedom to travel and the freedom to help someone else travel, because some people can't drive. You know, they, for whatever reason, they're infirmed. They can't get from point A to point B. They're too drunk to get from point A to point B, and they shouldn't be encouraged to drink and drive. But ultimately, banning Uber from town is going to encourage drunk driving, because it's my understanding, James, that a lot of the taxi cab companies won't even provide rides for people after midnight. Is that true? Do you know?
Early after midnight, but I know that I've seen just several places that negative reviews of all these taxi cab companies that they simply don't provide rides.
I've heard they're just not available after certain times of night.
Yeah, that's right. And so, and Portsmouth actually had a really high profile drunk driving death in, I think it was August or something like that, too. So it's not like this is a foreign idea to the people out here that, you know, people simply need rides home, especially during the summer months. Portsmouth, I think, doubles in population every weekend from travelers from, you know, Massachusetts and the South. I mean, it's a beautiful town.
They're really great drivers, too.
Yeah.
So the other detail to this story that is developing as we speak, I mean, who knows who's going to be targeted next for this. The next detail is that there was a cop, the same cop who had confronted illegal Uber driver Christopher David, who's sort of heading up this whole free Uber thing. The cop confronted him about a weekend or so ago and threatened him with ticketing him if he sees him on the road taking somebody for a ride. Chris himself has not been ticketed yet, but that same cop called him and told him today that he was thinking about charging him with wiretapping. Do you know more about that?
Yeah, so basically what the cop said was, I guess he knows this bouncer, which maybe speaks to your suspicion that this guy perhaps was an off-duty cop or ex-cop or something like that. But
yeah, the bouncer at a club.
He's actually the most intriguing character, I think, in the first video in this saga. If you haven't checked that out, it's over at freekeen.com, too. But he's the snitch and bouncer, which I just is descriptive. He's the guy who was bouncing outside of the Daniel Street Tavern in Portsmouth when Christopher shows up to give someone a ride home, and he takes time away from doing his job, bouncing at this tavern, to run over to a cop and tattletale on Christopher trying
to drive. Hey, officer, there's an Uber over here. That's basically what we're talking about. I mean, you can hear it on the video.
Wow. It starts by trying to do the cop's work for him in, like, the most classic. It just feels like you're watching a mafia movie or something. He's like, Uber, you can't drive around here no more.
Yeah, that's right.
you got to get out of here. You can't come around here no more. You know?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, buddy. Sounds good. I'm going to just do it anyway. So anyway, this bouncer's reached out to the cop, and I guess he's going to try and pursue, I don't know, felony charges against
the cop claimed that this was a felony, and that's a lie. The cop does not know his own laws. They don't know his own statutes.
Well, we can only hope that he does that.
Well, didn't you guys already go through this in court that you can record?
Yes. Dave Freeman from CopBlock.org was charged with felony wiretapping and convicted of felony wiretapping, which ultimately was overturned in the New Hampshire Supreme Court because he should not have been charged with felony wiretapping. I don't think he should have been charged with misdemeanor, but, you know, in their laws, it's not a felony, it's a misdemeanor, and let me explain why. The wiretapping charge that is a felony is if all parties to a conversation do not consent to the recording. Meaning that, let's say, Taryn, you and Mark are on a phone call with one another, and I, by some sort of wiretapping method, am able to monitor your phone call. I record that conversation without the two of you knowing that I was recording it. I was not a party to the conversation, so therefore that's a felony. But if Christopher David, the Uber driver, is recording a conversation that he's having with a bouncer outside of the club, Christopher is one of the parties to the conversation.
He's part of the parties, right?
So therefore, not all parties have refused consent. One party did consent. That, by the New Hampshire ordinances or the New Hampshire statutes, is a misdemeanor charge. Although
I'm not sure it's a misdemeanor charge because in this case, you know, there's no expectation of privacy necessarily, right? When you're just on
there's nothing
street.
In the law that necessarily says that you should have an expectation of not being private when you're in public. It's a really bad law. The statute for wiretapping in New Hampshire is an absolute mess. And depending on your interpretation, there's an interpretation that says that yes, you shouldn't have an expectation of privacy in these conversations in public places, but there's going to be a strong argument that if the guy didn't see a recording device, that he had an expectation of privacy.
I thought Carla won that case in court, right?
That was with the police. This was with a bouncer
outside of a club.
Well,
you got to understand how these bouncers work, and probably what happened was, you know, bouncers usually have some sort of kickback system with the taxi drivers. If you guys didn't know that.
I've heard about that.
Well, yeah. I've seen taxi drivers in tire shops and mechanics places in that case. I had AAA Plus, which allowed you 100 miles of towing, and a tow company picks me up in my 76 Eldorado, which broke down on a pretty regular basis, and he's like, oh, man, I don't want to take you back to your home. You know, he complained about how far he had to take me. He was busy or whatever, and I'm like, all right, where do you want to take me? He takes me to a place, and then I watch the place give him a $20 bill for dropping me off there. I felt really ripped
off.
Wow.
Yeah, that's messed up. And that's what I used to see in the clubs, at least when I used to work, that the bouncers would have something worked out with the taxi drivers. Because, you know, people come and be like, hey, what's a good club in town?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's where you go.
This is what I didn't understand, I guess. And
so that's why he's probably ratting it out.
Because, right, like, I just didn't understand why, you know, someone working at a private institution would ever just run off to the cops and...
Because he's probably buddies with the and getting kickbacks from the taxi drivers. And the Uber guys aren't doing that.
That's as good a theory as any. But yeah.
So James, he may be facing wiretapping charges. The guy, the cop on the phone, claimed that he was going to talk to the bouncer and see if the bouncer wanted to press charges, which is also likely a lie because right. The cop doesn't have to talk to the bouncer to press charges. The cops can press charges on their own volition if they want to.
Right,
so
law and order, right?
I suspect.
Charge away if you'd like to, for sure.
Yeah, there's no law and order involved here.
You know, having not heard the conversation between Chris and. And the police officer, what I suspect is that this cop was on a information gathering phone call. He was trying to, like, the cop was likely recording the call because it's legal for them to do it.
Oh, yeah, they can do it.
And the cop was likely trying to get Christopher to admit that he had recorded someone, that he was the one who had created the recording that ultimately went online, which Chris has basically admitted on his Facebook wall and public posts. But I think he probably wanted to get that information on the phone. That's my suspicion. On this.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, it sounds like you know Chris a little bit, but he's not going to just roll over on any of this stuff. So.
Oh no! In fact, his attorney, who he has retained in advance, expecting that he's going to get one of these tickets for driving an Uber, his attorney is Brandon Ross, who is the same attorney who beat the felony wiretapping charges at the Supreme Court. So this he's got the right attorney in his corner in this case. And James, thanks for the detailed call about this. I'm glad we were able to cover it because both Taryn and I actually had wanted to talk about this tonight. James Davis from FreeKeen.com, early mover for the Free State Project. Thanks for the call tonight. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can join us here. And, of course, if he is brought up on wiretapping charges, we will certainly let you know about that. And Chris David is going to be speaking at Keenvention coming up here in just over 1 week from today. It's Free Talk Live. The new 4th edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the 4th edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.